A New Jersey legislative committee investigating Bridgegate plans to subpoena documents and interviews from Governor Christie's lawyers. Assemblyman John Wisniewski says Randy Mastro and his firm appear to have access to information that the committee has not seen. Mastro's report cleared Governor Christie of any involvement in the political payback scheme to shut down toll lanes on the George Washington Bridge to cause traffic jams. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports the report did not include interviews with Port Authority workers who witnessed the lane closures.
Both Governor Christie and his lawyer, Randy Mastro, maintain their investigation was exhaustive and comprehensive, but not on the witness list any employees of the Port Authority at the time of the lane closures. Port Authority spokesman Chris Valens tells WNYC none of those employees were asked to be interviewed for the report. That includes Port Authority Executive Director Pat Foy, who played a significant role in the unraveling of the Bridgegate scandal. In an email, Mastro first said Port Authority witnesses had been interviewed, though he wouldn't name them. But he later acknowledged he was referring to two employees that Governor Christie sent to the Port Authority after the key Bridgegate figures had resigned. When asked why he didn't interview any of the professional staff or the executive director, Mastro said, "We had the benefit of their prior testimony and the documents they've produced responsive to subpoenas." For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.